The scientific revolution of the 16th and 17th centuries in Europe is based on two substances, brass and glass, and perhaps ivory plays a role. Brass and glass matter because many of the new instruments are made out of ingenious combinations of those two substances, especially glass. Not only the capacity for the first time to make the most extraordinarily precise lenses, ground to something close to and sometimes even exactly matching the mathematical curves that the philosophers of the time thought would work best, but also the kind of glassware that chemists rely on to collect fluids, to distill them, to analyze spirits and so on. Across a very broad front, chemistry, the analysis of plants, microscopy, astronomy, all of these new enterprises rely very much on the availability of fine glassware, and a major demand indeed on the glass houses, on the glass workers of 16th and 17th century Europe is this increasing demand for more and more precise glass. But although I think it's very easy to see that the new telescopes first made in the Netherlands and then in Italy from the early 17th century, or the new microscopes of that period, or indeed the new lenses which are used in a whole series of instruments, make a huge difference to the sciences, to astronomy and to access to the microscopic world, it's not clear to me, actually, that those radical advances in those sciences then immediately feed back into technical change. So I can see that having much better glassware, finer, more transparent glass with less bubbles, less cracks, bringing things to a focus much better, all that helps understanding of the cosmos and the world of the very small. I don't see exactly how that extraordinary increase in understanding feeds back straightforwardly into the major technical changes of the 17th and 18th centuries. There are many pathways which link not only the new kinds of knowledge that are made in the 17th century, but also the new ways in which knowledge is made in the 17th century in Europe to European and especially British industrialization in the 18th century. I mean, it's very clear that experimental philosophy and craft technique and the philosophy of craft technique, what we call machine philosophy, plays an absolutely fundamental role in industrialization. I mean, that seems right. But the enterprises that I would point to would be things like pneumatics, that's to say the understanding of and control over the way air and steam and fire behave, and chemistry.